What is the best exercise you can do right now to prevent chronic back pain? Well, you can't really get rid of chronic back pain with just an exercise, but you can definitely help it, and you can definitely stop it from developing into something more sinister where you require surgery. This is episode 43 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews here at West Chiropractic. What is the best exercise to be doing when you have chronic low back pain? This is a conversation that we have with our clients every single day here at West Chiropractic. I'm going to show you today some of the simple exercises and movements you can do when you are having a problem with your back. My name is Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. So the last thing you want to hear when you've got back pain from the doctor is someone saying, why don't you just go and lose weight? Or why don't you just get up and go and have a walk? If you're in excruciating pain, the last thing you can think about is even getting up, moving around. It's just the last thing you want to do. Especially when a GP or some surgeon says, before we do any sort of operation or give you these medications, you need to start losing weight. It's impossible to lose weight if you can't move properly. Not impossible, but it's very difficult. Really, you want to be controlling your diet, which is one thing, but you also need to be making sure that you're controlling your calories going out. So movement, exercising, walking, just getting back in the gym. Very, very hard to do if you're suffering with a back problem. So our job is to get you out of pain, so then you can start moving better, and we then have an upward cycle whereby you're moving more, getting the weights off, it's helping with your back problems, knee issues, hip joints, to make sure that we're moving things as they should be. So when you're in a back pain, what are some of the things that you can do? So I always like to start off with things really, really simple. So let me show you. So when I'm lying in bed, first thing before you get out of bed in the morning, what I really like to do is just roll my legs from side to side like this. So rolling from side to side. Just very gently, just like this. Just for sort of 3 minutes, just first off in the morning. I like to just, before I even get out of bed, just take it nice and gentle. And just moving from side to side like this. Not too far. You don't want to get too much rotation in the back, because if you've got a disc problem, you don't want to be turning over. What a lot of people, and I see sometimes some chiropractors and physiotherapists advocating, is this movement where you bring the leg all the way over, you get a stretch all out the back. I'm not as big a fan of that. I like it, don't get me wrong, but I'm not as big a fan if you're in excruciating back pain. Because often when you've got back pain, it means it's trying to protect something. You just want to take it nice and gentle. Another thing you may want to do as well is just putting a bit of pressure through the heels and lifting the glutes up like this. That might be too much for some of you, so don't do it too much if you need to. Just pushing through the heels, just very gently, just to help get that muscle activated. Help the glutes get activated very gently. So let's say you used to be very independent and you could walk to the shops, you could do a 5K on the weekends, you're very comfortable going to a gym class, and now you either have this back pain, and every time you go back to running a 5K or walking around Virginia Water Lake or walking down to the West Byfleet shops, your back just goes into spasm. Now, you're someone who's been really fit your whole life, and this is crippling you and it's causing you a problem. And I completely understand where you are, because I've had it, and I know a lot of my clients here have had that problem as well. So how do we get back to running a 5K, running a 10K, walking around the lake, walking your dog over an hour? Simple steps. It's all about those incremental marginal gains as you go through, as Dave Brailsford would say, the Team Sky Cycling principle. So things like Couch to 5K are an amazing concept to start getting you back to where you need to be. And it may seem really boring and really slow at the start, especially if you're used to running a high-paced 5K, or you're used to running half marathons or walking briskly around the lake with your dogs. It's all about simple things. So if you're recovering from a back pain, it's all about small steps. Literally, I would just get yourself up, walking 3 minutes down the road, walking 3 minutes back, and then rest for a couple of hours, get an ice pack on, do the same thing again. Get yourself down the bottom of the road, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, come back up, 10 minutes total. Couple of hours, keep walking around the house. Don't sit down on the sofa for too long. If you sit on the sofa, it's going to compress the disc, and we don't want that. Get yourself back out. 15 minutes back up. And you do that a few times during the day, trying to increase the amount of time that you're walking for. Increase the amount of weight that's going through your back, just taking pressure off the base of the spine. So really important you take that nice and gentle, slowly as you go through the whole process. One of the biggest mistakes that you can do is going back into things too quickly, like gardening, for example. So time of filming this, it is end of January, and people are thinking, okay, March is coming around the corner. That's going to be where I'm going to start tidying up the garden. Got to do the garden. I love doing it. It gives me great satisfaction. satisfaction. I love looking at it when everything starts to flower and come out sort of around the springtime. I need to make sure that in March, I'm doing a bit of the heavy lifting and the heavy work. So I've got to be good for them. But what if you aren't good by then? What if you still got a slight niggle? What if you're 50% better, but you still got some problems? And you go back to gardening and it brings you all the way back to square one. We don't want that for you. We want you to be able to move better. We want you able to do the gardening without having to worry about where your back's going to be in the next 48 hours afterwards and going back down to square one. So it's really important that you do take it slowly. You do adapt what you would normally do. Don't go straight back into digging a load of trenches and turning over a load of beds and lifting a load of plant pots. You've got to take it nice and gentle. Even if you wake up and there's no back pain there at all, if you're recovering from a really chronic problem, you need to make sure that you are taking it nice and easy. And let's say you were an accomplished runner or even walking, you know, an hour with the dogs 4K every single day over the past 10 years. And you said, well, I used to run an hour 45 half marathon or a 2 hour half marathon, which is fast. And you want to get back into that. Well, after a back injury, there's no way that you're going to be able to get back to doing that straight away. That's going to be a process to get back to that, that could take anywhere from 3 to 9 months. So you need to make sure you're taking it nice and easy, building up, building up, building up, perhaps running a K, then the next day running 3K, then 5K. Slowly, slowly, slowly as you go through the process, ensuring that you're not putting too much pressure on your back. Your back has a threshold. And what we're doing with as chiropractic is we're raising that threshold that it takes to cause the problem to come back. So we're making your back so robust and so strong to ensure that when you do go back to running a 10K or a 15K or a 20K, the threshold is not met and you just come back to here and you're not suffering for 24, 48, 72 hours afterwards. When you are in back pain, one of the most important things that you can avoid is wearing poor footwear. So things like flip-flops or high heels. High heels are going to cause the heels to raise up like that, causes the whole of the hip to move forwards and causes the pelvis to rotate like this. You really need to make sure that you're not wearing high heels if you have back pain. Wear flat shoes. Do not wear flip-flops. Flip-flops are going to grasp like this. It's going to cause the plantar fascia to contract, causes the whole of the posterior chain to start getting tight. Will pull the back and again cause that anterior tilt on the pelvis. We don't want that. So make sure that you're wearing supportive footwear. I always like a good supportive running trainer, not a fashion shoe because they tend to be unsupportive. So wearing a trainer to give you a nice comfy cushion when you're walking around and ensuring that you're getting support through there. I love cycling and I suffer with back pain. And I think that cycling is one of the best things that I can do to stay fit. It is very low impact and it makes sure that my body stays in a good position. So I'm not trying to be the next Tour de France champion where I'm sort of hunched over like this and it's causing problems. What I'm trying to do is keep myself reasonably upright. It's low impact because I'm not having any impact going through my joints. And I'm making sure that I'm taking the pressure off those areas. This is going to be amazing to keep your body in a good position long-term, but also keep you fit, keep you healthy and get some movement back in those joints as well. Helps to floss that bottom area, take the pressure off the disc and allow you to be more comfortable when you're exercising as well. Going back into the gym, a lot of people want to get straight back into the gym to lifting weights, doing squats or deadlifts. It's really important that if you have a back problem, you're taking it so careful when you're going back to lifting weights. You need to ensure that you're lifting with the correct form. I personally feel that a deadlift, the margin for error is too small and a lot of the times it can cause problems in the long run. So you need to make sure we're taking the pressure off the spine and keeping it good without having a deadlift putting too much pressure on your back. And finally, the number one thing you can do when you have back pain is swimming. Of course, it can be difficult to get into the swimming pool, but it is completely weightless and you are there able to move your back in a position that it wouldn't normally move when you have gravity. So it's a great way to take pressure off, move those joints, get into positions that you weren't before. Even if you're just standing on the side where the ledge is, doing some stretches by leaning forwards, pushing down into the spine, taking pressure off the glutes, it can be a lovely way to get some pressure off those areas. So let me show you. So if I was on the side here and this was the ledge of the pool and I was in the water just up to my waist, I often do this movement here where I'm trying to take my legs down and stretching out through there. I'll show you from the front, just taking my legs. I'm obviously balancing on the side. When you like this, it's really hard for me to balance. It's going to put a lot of pressure on my back. But when in water, it's super easy because I've got less weight. Just doing this, holding onto the side, obviously, and then you can sometimes push down the hip, help to stretch out the whole of the base of the spine and around the outer part of the hip as well. Same thing on this side. So again, just sitting down like that. You can push this out here, obviously holding onto the pool side. It's a lovely way. And if the pool side was here, I'd also just try and push my hips back like that, sort of an assisted deadlift, if you like, and like that. Obviously, deadlift with weight is the thing that I'm concerned about. No weight, I'm not too worried, as long as you're not rounding your back. If I was doing this, I've got a problem with that. But if you're keeping your back straight, bum back, hips,
just getting some tension through the hamstrings, nice stretch. That's a really good movement to have. So there we have it. Those are some simple things that you can start doing with your back pain right now to make sure that we're taking pressure off the base of the spine, getting you moving better. If you're overweight, helping with weight loss to ensure that we can get you moving more. If you like the video, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel for further updates. And you can also grab a copy of my best-selling book, The Secret Cure to Back Pain. This is edition 2 here, How to Transform Your Life. You'll find that on Amazon in the link below. Take care. See you soon.